Good afternoon. I have three very important items to go over today. The first is third quarter grades. Any student that has a question or concern about an outstanding assignment for the third quarter should contact their teacher via email or phone by tomorrow, Thursday, April 16th. You will have until the end of the day tomorrow to make arrangements for these assignments, or the teacher will mark them as excused. Any outstanding work to be turned in will be done by email or arrangements made with the teacher. For everyone's safety, we will not be accepting any physical work at this time. If an assignment is excused, it will neither hurt nor help your grade. Report cards will be mailed out on April 27th. The second item is a reminder of teachers' office hours. Office hours remain from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and 1 to 2:30 p.m. These times are designated for teachers to communicate with any students who have questions or concerns with their learning activities. Teachers' telephone extensions can be found on our website under the quick links. The third item is on fourth quarter expectations for students. All students are expected to be doing our learning activities. Students are expected to email or call in summary per their teacher's directives by the end of this 2 weeks. All teachers will be reminding their students of this requirement by tomorrow afternoon. Each teacher's plan may look a little different, but that is how school is. But what remains consistent is the expectations to complete the summary. The summary will also serve as each student's attendance in school. If you have not downloaded or picked up your student's work, you need to make arrangements to do so as soon as possible. We have also been trying to call any family that has not picked up their packet or paperwork. Please help us help our students. We are transitioning to planned instruction for grades 9 through 12 on April 27th, and we'll explain what that looks like in the upcoming days. This information is also available on our website. We'll be reaching out in the near future to give more information on how you can collect your students' personal items, as well as procedures and expectations for promotion. Stay safe and stay well.